Well, it's very concerning to see that 5 years into the 7 years rural development program, that only one third of the funding allocated for the TAMS program by the Minister for Agriculture, which is the program for new farm infrastructure such as sheds, that only one third or 92 million of the 395 million allocated under the 7 year program has been spent at this point in time. And that's very concerning to see that the Minister and the Department have been so poor at ensuring that that funding is delivered into farms across the country. And I'm calling on the Minister to ensure that that funding is delivered and followed through on over the next couple of years to ensure that farmers across the country don't lose out as a result of the lethargy that the Minister and the Government have shown in terms of how they've administered this scheme so far.
Deputy, a lot of people, when they would hear this, that there is so much money unspent, they would almost be in disbelief, particularly as farmers are pretty good at campaigning for funds, and yet they have these funds, but they're not being spent, as I say. Is it a government problem, a department problem, or a farmer problem?
Well, the delay really is down to the way that the Department of Agriculture have run this scheme. It's joint European and domestic exchequer funding, and it has to be done according to terms and conditions which are approved at European level. But the problem really has been with the Minister for Agriculture and the government in relation to how they've rolled out the scheme and in relation to ensuring that it is farmer friendly. But it is crucial that we see all these funds drawn down. It's crucial that we see farmers across the country benefit from them, that we actually see improved infrastructure on farms, which then improves their ability to contribute to the local economy. So the Minister for Agriculture really needs to get his act together here and ensure that the remaining two-thirds of funds, that all of it is spent, that none of it is lost to the farming community, and that the Department of Agriculture and the Minister get their act together and ensure that over the next 2 years, farm projects across the country can benefit from it.